from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. Very happy to have here in the National Signing Day Special. He's all signed and set and officially orange, and that is Cameron Jordan, who I'm very happy to have here on the show with me in this National Signing Day Special. Cameron, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and I'm doing well, Cameron, and you know, you and I have spoken more than once, you know, going through this recruitment process and everything that you've had over time here the past year plus of figuring out what school is right for you, committing to Syracuse, staying committed. What can you say about the whole recruiting time period for you? What did you take away from being recruited?
Well, definitely know it's not an easy process. You know, it's definitely a fun thing to do, you know, visiting all the schools, getting all the love from all the coaches and from the staff, and it's just a great thing to do, you know, and finally getting recognized for the talents that I have and worked hard for in off season and during the season is just something that I had a dream about, and it's finally paid off, and I'm really happy about that. And the recruiting process is definitely a fun thing to do, and I'm really happy that I got to have this opportunity as I came into high school career.
And Cameron, when you look at, like you said, you know, like you enjoyed this process, it was fun. Was there anything about the process that was difficult? Anything about the process that you felt was stressful?
Well, I definitely think that choosing a school was definitely difficult, you know, because all the schools were wonderful. They had a lot to offer, and that's the only thing that really troubled me, you know, coming into my senior year. All these coaches were calling me, telling me like what the school was about, and that was definitely the hardest thing to look into, you know. Picking Syracuse was a hard decision, but it was definitely the right decision for me.
And Cameron, when you said that picking Syracuse was a hard decision, what made the decision difficult? Was, you know, what other schools, you know, were you looking at? What made, when you say it was a tough decision to make, what made the decision so difficult?
Well, I think that Syracuse is a very good school, and it's a very good academic school and football school. So what made it hard was, you know, still staying in New York, obviously the cold, everyone trying to get out of the cold, but that's not the only thing. I think that Syracuse had a lot to offer and had a lot of good qualities about it, but they didn't have such a great season this year, and I think that I wanted to go into a program that had some troubles, and I just wanted to help rebuild it, and I think that's what a lot of the guys were planning on doing, like Tommy DeVito and Russell Thompson. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to rebuild it, and we're gonna be very good with the talent that we have, and we're gonna do very good this season, and I know it because we have a lot of talent.
This is a Wake Up Call Fast Break.
The Penn and Trophy Center on 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York has been making memories for Central New York for over 60 years. It has the trophies for your teams, and when you walk in there, it's so much more than just that. When you walk into the Penn and Trophy Center, you are immersed in the reality that anything can be customized, anything can be engraved, whether it's for your anniversary, your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your birthday party, whatever you want to do with that memory, that watch from grandpa, or that bracelet from mom, or that wedding ring that's been passed down through your family. If you want to get something engraved with a memory to last a lifetime, the Penn and Trophy Center, 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, where memories are made and where memories last a lifetime.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
For all of us that have always wanted our favorite restaurant to come to us, it's now a reality in Central New York with It's a Utica Thing. With Utica Pizza Company bringing their wonderful recipes that they've handed down through generations to you, to your event, to your business, to your home. It's a Utica Thing. Proudly bringing Utica Pizza Company on wheels to your location. Call 315-738-8946. That's 315-738-8946. To bring Utica Pizza Company to your doorstep with It's a Utica Thing.
This is Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. Call our home office at 315-682-7197, or better yet, call or text me directly at 315-748-2524.
Y'all sell houses or something?
I can help you sell yours.
What about commercial property?
I just sold one the other day.
Are we doing a commercial right now, Lawrence?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow! What's that phone number again?
315-748-2524.
Hold on, Lawrence. I gotta get a pen out of my purse. What is that phone number one more time?
My name's Lawrence Papaleo, licensed real estate salesperson for Hunt Real Estate ERA. And again, my phone number is 315-748-2524.
That coming from Cameron Jordan from Half Hollow Hills High School West from Dix Hills, New York. Cameron, you're coming from the state of New York, staying in the state of New York. Syracuse talks about being New York's college team. What can you say about representing the state of New York for this Syracuse team? I mean, there's always the critique that Syracuse loses New York talent that's in their backyard, but they got you. So what does it mean to you to be one of those New York talents that's staying with Syracuse?
Well, definitely gotta stay loyal to New York because that's where I was born and raised. But Syracuse was definitely one of my top schools, and I'm just really happy that they came to recruit me. And I built a really good relationship with Mike Hart and Coach Babers, so that had a lot to do with it too. And I think that recruiting out of New York's backyard, it gave me an opportunity to really explore New York and get out of Long Island to see what New York was really about. And I just love the campus. I love the indoor facilities of Syracuse, and the Carry Dome is just unbelievable. And I just was happy to see that Syracuse had interest in me, and I'm really glad that I had something to do with Syracuse.
And you said that, you know, to get out of the Long Island area and see the rest of New York. When you're in the Carrier Dome, when you're looking around inside of the dome, what type of things do you picture when you went to visit Syracuse and got to kind of take a deep breath standing on the field and seeing the dome around you? What did you take away from that moment?
Well, I think that Syracuse, the Carrier Dome is just a lot to take in. You know, as soon as I walked to the dome, I just was amazed, and it was definitely breathtaking the first time I walked in there. I definitely do think that there's going to be a lot of fun playing in there. I know it's going to be loud. It's going to be something I never experienced before, but I know I'm going to have a lot of fun in there, and we're going to do a lot of amazing things in the Carrier Dome.
Cameron, what makes you believe that your class, the 2017 incoming recruiting class, what makes you believe that this class can change Syracuse for the better?
Well, I know that we all have one goal on our mind, and that's to win. You know, we on our official visit, we all were at Dave and Buster's, we're all playing games, and we all got really competitive, and I saw that in us. You know, we were getting very competitive, and it's just video games, you know. And you know, I'm just imagining what it's going to be like on the field. You know, a lot of these guys hate to lose, and I know I definitely hate losing. It's not really in my best interest to lose, and in school, I wasn't really used to that. So I know that when I go into Syracuse, all I'm going to do is try to win and try to do things to help my team with. So I think that everyone in my class has the same mentality and the same mindset as me, and that's what we're going to do to get the job done.
Speaking here with Cameron Jordan from Half Hollow Hills High School West from Dix Hills, New York. Cameron, you're coming in as a wide receiver for the team. Tommy DeVito is somebody who is very confident in his ability, confident in what he wants. He said to me that anybody that's coming in this class of 2017 as a true freshman that isn't coming in with the intent to start, the intent to play, he doesn't really understand why they'd be coming in here. How do you respond to a statement made by Tommy DeVito that if you're not coming in here as a true freshman to play, then you shouldn't be coming in?
Well, I definitely agree with what Tommy said. I think that everyone has the audacity to go out and play. You know, everyone should want to play and get on the field, so everyone should work hard and try to do what we need to do to get on the field. But being a freshman, and you have to prove yourself to all the upperclassmen and to the coaches, and I do believe that our class has a lot of talent and we can get onto the field and start. I know myself, I know I'm going to work hard and try to earn that starting spot, but I know it's not going to be easy, and I'm up for the challenge. You know, my whole life I've been competing with guys that's been very good, and I do beat guys out. So what I think that Syracuse and the coaches are in for a little treat when I get there and show them what I could really do.
This is a wake-up call Fast Break.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissiG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, your premier sports pub in downtown Syracuse, Central New York. This is your home for all Syracuse sports home and away games, as well as the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, and so much more, NCAA everything. Go to Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, the hub of every Central New York sports fan. That's where you go. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub. Great food, great drinks at a great price and a great atmosphere. Saltine Warrior Sports Pub, 214 West Water Street, etched in the history of Syracuse. Right in the heart of Syracuse. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Real fans wear Fan Hands.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Utica Pizza Company spells family. Your family, my family, their family. The recipes that they have shared with each other throughout the years and have now been so gracious to share them with us. I can sit here and talk with you about all the great things that are on the menu. We'd be here forever. So let me say this. Utica Pizza Company is second to none. And now you can bring it home with you and you can dine in the restaurant. UticaPizzaCompany.com will give you all the information that you need. And let me say, these Utica greens, they're the best. Utica Pizza Company, call them and place your order at 315-214-3060. That's 315-214-3060. Families break bread at Utica Pizza Company.
And you just made mention, you know, that you believe that Syracuse coaching staff is in for a little treat when you get to Syracuse. What makes you say something like that? What are you bringing to the table?
Well, well. My size, for one, you know, I could definitely run. I got great speed. I got great hands, and I'm trying to look after the guys that are there right now, and I want to replicate my game after Amba. You know, Amba was, he was a wide receiver there, and he was very good. He did very good there. So I want to study him and see what he did, because he was pretty successful this year. So whatever he's doing, I want to do. You know, we're about the same size, about the same speed. So whatever he's been doing, I want to study him. I want to understand what he was coming from. I want to understand his mindset and everything like that. So in this off season right now, before I get up to Syracuse, that's what I'm going to be doing. And the coaches are going to be very impressed with what I've been doing during off season.
Cameron, what can you say about, you know, like you said, you want to kind of make your game, not you know, be exact too, because you're going to be your own player, but Amba Adetawo, who was just at Syracuse, you mentioned him, that you wanted to have your game kind of look like his. He was very successful at Syracuse. What do you feel attributed to his success at Syracuse? What is it that he did while he was at Syracuse that makes you want to kind of replicate that? What is it about him that you feel like you can bring to the table as well?
Well, I did say that we were about the same size, we're about the same speed, so I believe that I could be just like him, you know. I'm definitely going to be my own player, I'm definitely going to be my own person, but we do have the same qualities and the same type of athleticism, so I think that whatever they did with Amba, they could do with me, you know, and maybe not, maybe even better than Amba. So I think that what I'm going to do is work very hard in this offseason and try to get bigger, faster, stronger, and even be better than Amba, you know. He was a great player, but I do say that I could be better, and I hope to be better.
What is it about? I know you talked about being similar size and speed as Amba Adetawo, but what makes you so confident in your game, Cameron? There's a difference between confidence and cockiness. You breed confidence. That's what I'm taking away from you. What makes you so confident? What keeps you so level-headed and focused on what you're capable of doing and what you want to do?
You know, that's all great players have to be confident in their game. You know, they can't underestimate themselves, and I don't underestimate myself at all. You know, if a player is good and they're doing good on the field, then I respect them. You know, I'm not going to hate them. I'm not going to do anything about it. But I am confident in myself, and I don't take anything away from it. I'm going to go out, and whoever's guarding me, I'm going to make their life miserable whatever possible way I can. I'm going to run them off fast. You know, I'll make them tired, wear them out. And I'm going to do whatever I can to help my team win, and that's just what I've been doing these past couple of years, and I've been pretty successful with it.
To look at the fact that a player like Brizzly Esteem is gone, Amba Adetawo is gone, you coming in as a wide receiver, there's a bunch of receivers coming in with this 2017 class. What do you think about the outlook at wide receiver? Do you feel like you can essentially come in as a true freshman and create this new atmosphere? I mean, Irv Phillips is still there. Steve Ishmael is still there. But outside of that, what do you think about the wide receiver core and kind of creating a new group, a new core, and giving a new look to Syracuse?
Syracuse, Coach Babers, his philosophy is he wants to be fast, you know. He wants to be fast, he wants to run, he wants to get a lot of players off, hike the ball, wear the team out. And that's the kind of game we had in high school. So I'm very used to his system and what he wants to do. Now what I bring to the table is I'm very used to that kind of offense, so I'm going to pick up everything that he wants to do pretty quickly. And I'm a quick learner, so when someone tells me something for the first time, I remember and I stick it, and I'm just going to keep rolling and do what Coach Babers asked me to do. That's how player I am. I'm very coachable, and not too many players are like that, so I think I definitely separate myself from other players.
Speaking with Cameron Jordan, wide receiver, now officially orange, signing on the dotted line from Half Hollow Hills High School West from Dix Hills, New York. Cameron, before we get off the field and talk about some other things, what can you say about the guys that you're coming in with? When you look at receivers. You have Sherrod Johnson, you have Nykeem Johnson as well. You have yourself, you have Ifeatu Melifonwu, you have Russell Thompson Bishop. You know, when you look at the fact that there's numerous receivers that are coming in with this class, and Ifeatu can play on either side of the ball, what do you think about the class that you're coming in with and the fact that you're coming in with a class where Dino wants to go fast and wants to push this offense up and down the field? He's bringing in a bunch of receivers along with you. What do you think about that opportunity?
Well, it's definitely a great opportunity. You know, I think Coach Favors is going to give us a lot of opportunities trying to make plays. So he's not going to put us in a position where we're not comfortable. So we have a lot of talent, and you mentioned a bunch of guys that are coming in. So we have a lot of talent that could produce on the field. And, you know, Coach Favors, he likes his receivers, and that's what I was told. So we're going to be very talented on the edge, and we're going to be very fast. So that's what other teams are going to be a little bit threatened by us with height, speed, and being physical. So this class is going to be very talented, and teams are going to fear us. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
This is a wake-up call. Fast break.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelange, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line, relaxed fit clothing, as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com, ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
The Market Diner prides itself on bringing the local community fresh ingredients that are better than going elsewhere. Open for breakfast, served all day, lunch and dinner with daily specials. The Market Diner is located at the Regional Market on Park Street, right across from Destiny USA. For takeout, call 315-474-5247. The Market Diner. Local. Fresh. Better.
What's going to make teams fear Syracuse?
Like I said, I think that the quickness, the speed, and the physical toughness is definitely going to be a little bit of a problem for other teams. You know, we're going to threaten teams with our run game. We're going to threaten teams with our passing game. We're also going to threaten teams with special teams, and that's just what we're going to do. I know Coach Babers is he's an amazing coach, so, and I know what he's about. I know that he loves the receivers, and he's going to get us the ball, and he's going to give us a lot of opportunities. So we're just in our own hands to go make the plays.
And Cam, you had spoken about your relationship with Coach Babers as well as Coach Hart. What can you say about Kim McLeod, the wide receivers coach, and your relationship with him and your comfort level with him?
You know, Coach McLeod, he's a funny guy, you know. He's a little bit sarcastic, but it's something I can't handle. He knows what he's doing. He's just all there, you know. When I went up to visit, he was showing me some things, and I caught on pretty quickly, and it seems like he really knows what's going on, and he really cares about his receivers. So when I get there, we're going to build a more relationship with one another, and we're going to be hopefully friends as is.
And then as far as Mike Hart, what can you say about your relationship with him and what he means to you and what he's meant to you throughout the recruitment process?
Coach Hart, you know, he came down to see me a couple times in school, so we definitely built a little relationship. And he's an amazing coach. I can honestly say I like him. You know, on my official visit, I met his son. His name is also Cameron, so that's just an instant bond right there. And then he's only six, so I got to hang out with his son a lot. You know, he really likes me. So I can honestly say that Coach Hart is probably one of my favorite coaches up at Syracuse. So just the bond that we have is probably going to be unbreakable in a couple of years. You know, we laugh, we make jokes, we crack on each other. So it's a lot of fun with Coach Hart. A lot of laughs going back and forth. So it's kind of fun. It's really fun.
And as far as Coach Babers, you've said that he loves his receivers. He wants to go fast. You like all of that. What else do you like about Dino? What about Dino Babers made you want to play for Syracuse?
You know, Coach Babers, the first thing he told me was, I love my receivers. I baby my receivers. And that instantly made me open up my eyes and really look at the big picture here. If a head coach really likes his receivers, then that's a win-win for both of us, you know. He's gonna look at us more than anyone on the field, you know. If we're doing something wrong, he's gonna tell us. If something's going on that he doesn't like, he's gonna tell us. If we're doing something right, he's gonna love us. So I think that Coach Babers is an amazing coach. If he wasn't receivers, we're just gonna be very good. You know, he's gonna take the time out. We're gonna get extra working with him as that coach. It's just amazing. And we're gonna build a better bond just because we're working harder with him, you know. So it's gonna be a lot of fun working with him.
Cameron, before I let you go, I wanna do something called rapid fire to expand on who you are outside of just being a student athlete and a current player on the Syracuse team now that you're officially signed. So I'm gonna throw a bunch of questions your way. First thing that comes to mind, are you ready to play?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, man. So first and foremost, favorite singer, rapper, musician of all time?
Of all time. That's gotta be Eminem.
Favorite Eminem song of all time?
Ooh. Can I skip questions? Because I got a few.
Yeah, you can throw, if you got a few that you think could be number one, you could just say them all. What with Eminem, if I had to give you a playlist right now and you had to pick one, or maybe you couldn't pick one, what would be the Eminem songs that would make the cut?
I gotta go with Rock God.
All right, favorite place to visit that you've already been to, favorite place that you've ever gone in your life?
Puerto Rico.
What do you like so much about Puerto Rico? Why did you pick it?
It's a fun place to be in, to be honest with you. I went last year and I had a lot of fun, you know. I saw a lot of people, if you know what I'm talking about.
Favorite place to visit that you haven't been to yet? If you could go anywhere in the world that you haven't been, where would you go?
Where would I want to go? Paris.
What makes you pick Paris?
It looks like a pretty like a nice town to go into. I also want to explore it. I want to go there. I've never been there, and a lot of people told me that's really nice. But
if you could pick any season for Syracuse to have all the time? I mean, do you like the snow? Are you a snowbird? Are you good with it? Or if you could pick any of the four seasons to have all year long, what would it be?
Summer.
I think that was a pretty easy one to pick. So I think I gave you a little curve, gave you an easy one there. So let me ask you this. What makes you okay with staying in the cold? You said everybody's trying to get out of the cold, trying to get out of the snow. What makes you stay in an area where it's, you know, easy that 4, 5, 6 months out of the year you're going to see snow? What makes you stay?
Honestly, like, it really doesn't faze me. The snow really doesn't faze me. I really don't. It doesn't really faze me. So, I mean, I'm going to go to a place where I think I'm going to succeed the most. I've had snow probably my whole life. I've been around it my whole life, so it's nothing new to me, you know. I could deal with it.
Favorite food of all time?
Steak.
Steak at home or steak at a restaurant? If it's at a restaurant, where would it be?
Blackstone.
If you can have two sides with your steak, what would the two sides be?
Mashed potatoes and broccoli.
All right, fair enough. If you could go anywhere in the world to bring somebody with you, I know you said you'd like to go to, you know, you'd like to go to Paris, you love Puerto Rico, you like to go in there. If you could take anybody with you, who would you take? You could take one person that you know, and you could take one celebrity. So what two people would you take? One that you know and one celebrity.
Okay, one person I know, I would probably take my mom. Where would I want to go with her? I would probably want to go to Rio. I'd want to go to Rio with my mom and LeBron James.
What makes you pick LeBron James and mom?
Well, mom, you know, she's just an amazing person. She does everything for me. I love her. She's always there for me. And LeBron James, I don't know. He's just, I don't know. I always wanted to be LeBron James, so I would take him with me for a couple of days.
If you could do, I know you like playing, obviously you have a passion for playing football, and I'm sure you have a hope of, you know, potentially making the NFL someday. If you could do anything outside of playing football as a profession, what would it be?
As a I want to be an FBI. I want to be an FBI field, so that's what I probably want to do for the rest of my life.
If you could, in this moment, be an FBI agent, and they said to you that you're going to go undercover in any country in the world, would you stay in America, or what other country would you pick?
No, I would stay in America.
Because if you leave America, you might not be able to get back in, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going anywhere else.
Okay, fair enough. And lastly for you, favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie. That's got to be the first Bad Boys.
All right, first Bad Boys, fair enough. That coming from Cameron Jordan, Half Hollow Hills High School West in Dix Hills, New York, officially with Syracuse, wide receiver coming in with the class. Cameron, it's always a pleasure talking with you. God bless with everything. Big congratulations, and I look forward to having you back on the show very soon. Thank you for taking some time with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, man, take care.
All right, bye.